The Guardian.
I saw this morning that Matt Ridley, the conservative commentator, was arguing, well, this is absolutely absurd because there is no lack of resources. The world is not running out of minerals or any of these things. And therefore, you know, how dare the Royal Society question the his and others' right to be rich. I mean, you're questioning that. You're saying you can't go on like this.
No, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, Matt's book, The Rational Optimist, is very much along these lines. I mean, obviously, there are points in there, but the thing is, optimism alone is not enough. I think he's not a rational optimist, personally. I think as he lays out his program, he's an irrational optimist because he's saying, people on the market will take care of everything. I don't think that's for a moment. I mean, after all, I mean, if you look at the history of the financial services of this country, with which Matt was involved for a while, you can see very clearly that we need regulation in order to have an equitable life. We know that this recession was engendered through financial services that were not adequately regulated. Mm. We take it for granted that we regulate important things. One of my favorite little anecdotes or examples is air traffic control. Mm. It's taken for granted by everybody, even Matt Ridley, that you control where aeroplanes fly. Isn't that an enormous infringement of his human rights to fly his aeroplane wherever he wants? No, people accept because it's pretty bad when aeroplanes collide. It's not a certain death. So that's an easy one to sort of agree on. What's more difficult is to get agreement on the slow-burning, long-term issues, the ones we're talking about, where we can see problems down the line, but actually not in his lifetime or mine, probably, you know, not the real bad crash. We're looking at what will be for our children, children's children.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.